I'm Liz Pelka. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic nomination for president Thursday evening and deliver his speech as the four-day virtual national convention comes to an end. The acceptance speech will give Biden his biggest audience since he was largely sidelined from the campaign trail by the coronavirus in March. A close ally of Biden's, Senator Chris Coons of the state of Delaware, said he expected the speech to offer a unifying theme about the country and not to focus on Biden's opponent, President Donald Trump. Biden's running mate and vice presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris, officially accepted her spot on the party's presidential campaign ticket Wednesday night. The former prosecutor making history as the first Black woman and the first South Asian American on a major party ticket. Wednesday, Senator Harris sharply criticized President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump is taking his reelection campaign to the U.S. town of Old Forge, Pennsylvania. Old Forge is less than 9 kilometers from Biden's birthplace and hours before he formally accepts the Democratic nomination. The president's campaign said his speech in the Keystone State Thursday would address what it calls a half a century of Joe Biden failing America. President Trump's visit to the battleground state comes as recent opinion polls have him trailing the former vice president. Steve Bannon, a former advisor to President Trump, and three other men behind an online crowdfunding campaign to build portions of a U.S.-Mexico border wall, were arrested and charged on Thursday. Federal prosecutors have charged the four with defrauding hundreds of thousands of donors, according to the Justice Department. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after falling ill aboard a flight. His spokeswoman saying it appears he was deliberately poisoned. Navalny, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, was heading home to Moscow when he fell ill, forcing an emergency landing. A passenger posted a video to the Telegram in which cries could be heard from inside the airplane's lavatory stall. Navalny's spokeswoman said in a tweet that the opposition leader had only had tea before complaining he felt poorly. She added, it was the only thing he drank, and doctors say the toxin was absorbed faster through the hot liquid. There's a long history of Kremlin foes being poisoned or falling ill after suspected poisonings. Another 1.1 million unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last week. The government's Labor Department reported the numbers Thursday, 1 week after the weekly total had fallen below a million claims. Last week's rise in claims suggested that employers are laying off more workers and that the labor market is still showing signs of weakness in states with recent spikes in COVID-19 infections. U.S. stocks opened lower on Thursday after those weekly jobless claims rose unexpectedly, lending weight to the Federal Reserve's view of a difficult road ahead for an economic recovery. The AP reports human rights monitors are sounding the alarm over a recent spike in assassinations targeting civil rights activists in Iraq's south. This comes as there's a meeting going on between President Trump and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi. The ongoing strategic talks are expected to shape the future of Iraq-U.S. ties. Activist Rehham Yaqub was gunned down in southern Iraqi province of Basra by unidentified gunmen. A security official and Human Rights Watcher made that statement on Thursday. It marks the second such killing in the span of a week. Iran has unveiled two missiles that it says had a bigger range than before. The country naming the missiles after commanders killed in January by a U.S. strike in Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said during a televised ceremony the cruise missiles have gone from 300 to 1,000 kilometers in less than 2 years. The revealing of the missiles comes a day after the White House said it would activate a controversial mechanism aimed at reimposing UN sanctions on Iran. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.